689HAY Mobile.
AAA-QTV Mobile 9.
I-9E Mobile.
W-9-E-R-K.
W-9-P-R-K, this is K-I-9-E. Good afternoon. Name here is Jim. I've heard you out there before. I forget your first name, though. How you doing?
Name's Rob. Not too bad. Just got home from work.
Copy that. Yeah, just working my way home here at the moment. Just left Burns Harbor and heading towards the port now.
Not too bad of a drive.
I got about 26 miles one way trip here. But I stopped to take the truck through one of those brushless car washes to get to knock some of the salt off of it here.
Needs to happen. I've got an 11-mile round trip for work, but nonetheless, I got enough salt out there. I normally in there at least once or twice a week to get it knocked off it.
Copy that. That's a nice short trip for work there. Where do you work?
I work for Smith Ready Mix. They got a plant in DeMont. I live right over here by the DeMont area. So I have about a 5.5-mile drive from the house to the yard.
Oh man, that's nice. Nice short trip there. Your car probably doesn't even get a chance to warm up in the morning, huh?
Oh, it definitely does. I start that thing before I leave. I don't want to... Not a big fan of getting in them and going, so I let it run for about 5 or 10 minutes before I get in it, and that's normally up to temp.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, my truck stays in the garage at night, so it doesn't get as... It's a little warmer than the outside, but I don't sit there and let it idle too much. I just start it up and just kind of take it easy for the first few miles.
Yeah, me too. I don't like to get on too hard in the cold forever, really. Especially in the cold, I'm kind of easy on that skinny pedal.
Yeah, it warms up pretty quick there after a couple miles anyway, so. But, Yeah, so you got a good signal there from DeMont. Wonder what you're running.
It is a Yaesu 2980 going into a Diamond 510 XD about 40 feet up in the air with RG-213 coax.
Working on the Yaesu there and the Diamond antenna. A nice setup. Nice setup there. Is that one of the high power 2-meter radios?
It does 100 watts on its own.
Yeah, good deal. Definitely got a little bit of power there. I'm just running 50 watts, or actually 25. I've got it on mid power here. It's also a Yaesu. It's an FTM 500, and this quarter wave antenna on the roof of the truck.
That was the trick for you. Yeah, it's, I'm not even running it wide open right now. No need to. I can get into this place with about 5 watts if I wanted to.
You don't need too much power for this repeater, that's for sure. This one are the 6-1 machine.
No, absolutely not. And if you got a good enough antenna, you know, you don't really need to run too much power. Unless you're trying to stretch your legs out a little bit, then it helps.
Do you do any, like, long-distance contacts on 2-meter simplex?
Well, last night, there was a band opening. I got into Osceola and a little further. I think the furthest contact I got last night was 186 miles. And simplex range, on average, I can talk roughly 50-mile radius of me.
W9BLP.
Hey, go ahead, Dave. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, who else is in there doing 2-meter simplex? I was on last night talking to Mark up in Rudolph, Wisconsin. All the 2-meter nets over in Chicago are up.
Yeah, it's W9PRK out there in the DeMont area.
Hello, DRK. I'll be right back.
I'm actually sitting here trying to look up the line of sight difference between Cedar Creek State Park in Xenia, Ohio. I'm going to be camping out at the Hamfest over in Dayton. I got an actual campsite at the event, and I got a bunch of buddies that are going to be camping at the state park trying to see if we can set up some 2-meter communication between each other. And it looks like we can. It's only 9.1 miles.
Well, that'll be nice to be right there at the Hamvention. You can go back to the camper and grab lunch and then head back over to the Hamfest.
Yes, sir. That's my first time ever going there. And a friend of mine has a campsite on site there that he's not going to be using this year, but if you don't use it, he loses it. So he's getting it, and I'm going to use it.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, hoping to make it to the Hamvention again this year. Went the last 2 years, 24 and 25, my first time back, and maybe 30 years or so since I've been down there. And yeah, a lot of fun, a lot of stuff to look at. Good prizes, a lot of forums and educational stuff going on. And your attendance of last year, I think, was close to 40,000.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you there. I've got a, is this the room, hotel room reserved at the Red Roof Inn? Maybe 15 minutes drive away from the event there.
Oh, that ain't too bad either. Yeah, I had a, I still got it reserved. My site, it's Caesar Creek State Park. It's just north of the event a little ways. And that's where I had planned on staying. I wasn't going to drag my camper. I was just going to bring a tent and camp out there with a few guys. And, well, I got told I can use that campsite, so I think I'm going to camp at the actual event instead.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You should be able to meet up with some of the YouTube personalities there, the hams that do a lot of the videos. I think they also camp locally there at the event.
Yeah, that should be a good time. I've definitely made contact with a lot of the YouTubers that do the parts on the air stuff, and KM9G. That temporary offline guy is pretty cool. I've talked to him quite a bit on the radio as well, too.
Oh, yeah. I watch his videos as well. He does some good ones. Like his K8MRD. The other guy, Josh. He's got a 6 call sign. I forget his call sign, but he does a lot of videos.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of good ones out there. It's, almost ashamed to say it, but that's kind of how I've learned everything about ham radio, is watching these guys' videos and then tinkering around and doing stuff on my own.
Yeah, same here, I learned a lot from the videos, a lot of ham radio stuff, you learn how a nano VNA works and learn about different antennas, building different antennas and how different radios work and just a ton of stuff out there.
Well, most definitely. You start to learn real fast that you can get overwhelmed with how much stuff that goes in this hobby. And when I started, did a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and I never focused on one thing. And now finally it's like, I'm going to go broke, nickel and diming myself, trying things. So I just try to focus on one aspect and get that figured out, and then maybe move to something different after that.
Yeah, that's a good way to go about it there. For sure. Yeah, lately I've been trying to operate the 60-meter band, which I haven't been on too much, since we got access to it.
I was on there pretty frequently, and I switched up antennas, and my radio wouldn't tune it, and now I've got a inline manual tuner, and I can get back on 60 again, so I've been there the past couple of days playing around. That's one of my favorite bands, actually.
Yeah, I like it as well. It can make some pretty good contacts there. They did make some changes to the frequencies there. I think you may have heard already that we will have channel 1 and 2 and 4 and 5, and channel 3 will be gone. There'll be like a continuous segment of frequencies you can tune through right there.
That's what I was seeing. So that works out anyways. I was kind of upset about how they were doing that, but I'm normally up on a 403 or 571.5. Hang out there quite a bit. And normally, 3, 57, that's channel 3. There's someone there that is doing digital stuff in the sideband portion constantly.
I hear that quite often as well. Yeah, channel 3 is pretty much tied up with people doing ST8, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's bleeding over from the channel 3, per se, on the CW digital side, because that's 358.5, and then the sideband is 357.0, so it's kind of close, so that's probably what's happening, is they're bleeding over.
I'm kind of wondering how many kilohertz they gave us there for that portion of the band, but and it's only going to be 9.5 watts ERP, I think.
Right, yeah, it's not a lot. Let's see here. I'm trying to read into it, but I can't find it.
I have to look it up again myself. I think the new rules will take effect here on the 13th of the month, which would be next Friday.
So you'll be able to operate anywhere from 5.351.5 up to 5.366.5 at 9.15 watts ERP.
What's that, about 50 kilohertz or so?
Less. Well, yeah, right around there. But yeah, that takes out channel 2 and 3.
I kind of thought I read that channel 1, 2, 4, and 5 would still be available for 100 watts ERP.
You're going to have 1, 4, and 5, and that's it for 100 watts. Yeah, because it goes from 5351. Hang on a second, I gotta reread this. Okay, so yeah, it goes just below channel 3 to just above channel 3. It still leaves 1, 2, 4, and 5.
All right, copy that. Imagine, like Gazoo, ICOM, and then we'll have to release the firmware update to utilize that new section of the band there.
I didn't exactly do a firmware update, but I definitely did a soldering update, and I can utilize that.
Yep, I guess that's an option as well. I didn't want to do that yet to my FTDX10 and avoid the warranty or anything just yet.
I can't say that I blame you there. I just did that to my DX10 over the weekend. It's really easy, but I bought mine used off of a guy and I got it for a steal, so I paid almost less than half of a new one, so I'm not too terribly worried about a warranty.
There you go. Yeah, I can't beat that. That's a good price. I got my DX10 and at the 24 Dayton Hamvention. At the time, they were letting them go for $999 with after the $200 rebate.
Oh wow! Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely not that anymore. I think it's almost $1,800 by the time you get one to the house nowadays. And then, yeah, I paid right around $950 for this thing.
Yeah, decent price there for sure. Yeah, I like mine a lot. Glad I got it. It was time to upgrade. I had used to have an old FT950. It still worked great, but wanted to get something a little more modern. And I was able to do it at the time, so I went ahead and brought one home from Dayton. But, okay, I am just pulling in the garage here. It was the first name, Ron, there. I'll say 73 to you, and you have a good evening. W9PRK, this is KI90.
Yep, you got it right. It was Rob. All right, 73, glad you made it home safe. And, yeah, I'm going to sit here and play on the radio a little longer, and if you get on there, just give me a shout on here. I'll switch over to 60, see if we can make the contact. We probably should be able to with these. W9PRK.
Copy that. It's 73, KI90.
10-3-PM, Dodge Radio, W9DLP.
73, Dave.
Yeah, I was waiting for somebody to let me in, but that's okay.
Oh, the floor is yours now. Sorry, I forgot there was someone else in there. W9DRK.
Yeah, and I'm here today. What kind of shop you got for 2 meter?
For 2 meter? Yeah,
we're doing some
sideband
DXing.
No sideband for me right now. Just running a mono bander 2980 Yaesu and a vertical. It's a Diamond DX or Diamond 510 HD.
Oh, okay. I thought earlier I heard you say you worked some place over in Ohio or something on 2 meters. I thought you were talking about 2 meter sideband.
No, that was on this radio. Yeah, there was about five or six guys over there. They were having a nice little rag too. I thought they were local, and so I chimed in because I don't normally hear anyone on 5-2 around here, and the guy asked where I was. I told him, and he said, well, I've never heard of that. I'm like, well, where are you at? And the one was in Osceola, and there was another one all the way up in the northeast corner of Indiana. They were way over there.
Yeah, NAP, he's down there all the time. There's a whole group over there. Like you said, Osceola and North Liberty and the whole St. Joe County thing. Okay, 527. Yeah, I get on 527 plugs occasionally too, but I mean, I mainly do 2 meter sideband. There's a sideband net on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in Chicago, so.
Yeah, I'm wanting to get into it. I've got, I did buy a radio that will do 2 meter sideband, but it only does 5 or 6 watts. So, might have to get it a little bit of assistance to be able to have any fun.
Yes, on the assistance. Yeah, I got one here on the prototype from Freetester, and he sent me the new one, which is still sitting here in. Maybe one of these days I'll actually put it in line with about 20 watts of drive. I should be able to do about 750 out.
Yeah, that'll be the trick. Yeah, a buddy of mine's got a, I don't know, I think it's only about 150 or 200 watt amp. And I'm going to grab that off of him just to dip my toes in 2 meter sideband and see what I think of it.
Yeah, you were working 5-2, so that was vertical. Yeah, when you get on sideband, you're going to be horizontal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll get me. Oh, I'm putting a tower up this spring. Well, I've been saying that for a couple of years. I think I'm actually going to do it. And I want to put a horizontal and a vertical 2 meter up there, and my vertical. Open the whole tower just for 2 meter, essentially. And then I'll run my HF wires off of that.
Sounds good. Hey, I got to step over to the kitchen for a minute. I can hear you, but give me a minute for a reply. W9DLP.
Okay. W9PRK.
W9PRK, K9OVO.
The announcement caught you. Try it again.
I guess the repeaters are linked because we didn't hear the announcement at this end. This is KE9OVO. I spoke to you last night quite long distance on 5-2.
How's it going, Chris? Yes, yeah, that was quite the haul. Actually, it's only showing 50 miles. That can't be right.
That's correct. You were 50 miles, but the other one we spoke to in there at the same time, the other Robert, W9REM, is 130.
Yeah, that was quite the haul. And yeah, I do believe this repeater is linked to a few of them, so that's why you didn't hear the announcement.
I'm on the 220 repeater in South San at the moment.
Okay. I'm sitting at the house on the same radio I was on last night. I can get into this repeater with ease. So, I don't know, I think it's only about 35, maybe 40 miles away from me.
Would that be the 960, I think it is, in LaPorte?
Yeah, I'll have to look up the number. It's the W9LY. But yeah, give me a second. I'll grab repeater book and tell you the frequency. It's the 146.970.
That's out of LaPorte. I belong to their club.
And I've got what I'm only assuming is there's a Chicago station on the same frequency that's, even though I got a tone squelched, I can still hear them.
All the time up there. As a matter of fact, I put them in my radio, and I got on their net one night, and I gave my call sign, and I guess they don't like us very much because I gave my call sign. He started giving me my call sign back, recognizing me, and he said, "Oh, wait a minute, you're one of those LaPorte people."
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I'm probably just as close to their repeater as I am this repeater, and they're just noisy enough to aggravate me. I can't understand them, and I can't even get into that repeater, which is really weird. I can get into stuff a long ways from here normally, but going over towards Illinois, I cannot get any of them.
Funny, because over here in Lakeville, I can pop their repeater most days. Not all days, but most days.
Yeah, even your guys, that Mishawaka repeater over there, I can full quiet that thing.
Got a lot of very good repeaters around. I guess we're pretty lucky that way.
Absolutely, we just got to get people to use them.
This one I'm using, I was having a very hard time getting it because directly in between Lakeville and Baton Rouge is one of the highest points in St. Joe County. So, you know, we had a pretty good obstacle between us. Right now, I'm about 20 feet up. If that, 15, 20 feet up, I'm using a homemade 12 feet house wire quarter way omnidirectional to hit it from Lakeville.
Well, you're doing it. I can definitely say that. That's a radio I haven't got into, is the 220 stuff yet.
Well, I picked up a T5 Pro or T5 Plus portable to use for another purpose, and it just happened to have the 220 into it, so I kind of got into it a little bit and found this repeater, and then a bunch of the other guys got into it, and then we found out that the guy who runs this repeater is friends with a lot of those guys on 520.
It's almost like this hobby is a small world, isn't it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, you must be getting into a Michigan 220 machine, right?
Well, this machine is on the south side of South Bend. It's on the south side of South Bend, right by what used to be Storyland Zoo or Run Village.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the All-Star bubble map that's linking all these things together, trying to find one. I see the one in South Bend now. There was, I think, three or four 220 machines in Michigan that's linked to this as well, too.
When they have the net, they're all linked together, you'd be amazed at the towns that come in.
I think it was the other, I don't know if it was this past weekend or weekend before, I caught part of it. And, there was guys from everywhere, all down in southern Indiana, up into Michigan. I think there were some Ohio people, Illinois. There was all kinds of people linked up to this thing.
I think that they have different nets on here, because they had a net on here last night, but there was another night where I was listening, and I think they said that the Northwest Kentucky net or something crazy like that. I'm not sure where it was, but it wasn't here.
Yeah, I was on here. I run an All-Star node in my work truck, because I can't really have much of the radios in there. That's a concrete mixer. There's one, there's no room, and there's no good place to put an antenna without ripping it off. So I just run an All-Star node, and I link up to this repeater once in a while. And that is when I learned that this thing is linked all over the place. Because I got talking to some people, and they had no idea who I was, which was fine. But neither one of us knew anything about the surroundings. They were talking about towns and stuff, and I was doing the same. And I'm like, where are you? I don't think they knew it was linked either.
Travel out of state, down to Florida, down to Tennessee, and I want to learn how to use it better. I can use it on a hotspot. I don't want to do that. I want to be able to key into a local repeater wherever I'm at and connect to one up here.
Well, that would almost be a Wires X type deal, but then they would have to be on the digital mode too. Whereas with the All-Star, I hotspotted off of my phone. I just turned the data share hotspot thing on my phone, and it hooks up to that. And wherever I have cell service, I get on the N9IAA over in Valpo. That's the area I'm in. I talk to all those local guys. And occasionally I'll get on this one, the W9LY in LaPorte, and then. But yeah, it's a pretty interesting concept, because all you need is a handheld and an all-star node device.
We know all these radios now, you know, they have the microphones with all the buttons on them. Then you can use that button. Use those buttons, what do they call it, DTMF codes or something like that, tones?
Sir, that's how I connect to the repeater. I've got it programmed in on my handheld. I just key the mic and push number one, and that links me up to the N9. Number two is this one, and three is a it's called the Black Swamp Radio Club over in Ohio. They have a net for Parks on the Air topics every Tuesday night. I go hang out with them, and that's a hub, an all-star hub set at his house. So occasionally I'll get in there and aggravate him as well too.
What does something like that cost, that all-star node you use?
Minus the handheld that I'm running, I think it cost me about $110-$120 to get all set up, and you order everything off of Amazon. You have to get the all-star node, a Raspberry Pi. I'm just running the cheapest one. It's a Raspberry Pi Zero 2W. And then you connect those two together. You get those connected together, but then you have to program the All-Star node itself, and then you have to program the Pi also. Once you have everything programmed, it goes onto a memory disk. Put that into the All-Star, and hopefully, normally, it works the first time. Sometimes it doesn't, and you got to redo some things, but there's a little bit of technical aspect to it, but that's about it. There's not a lot. The whole size of the thing is, it fits in the palm of my hand.
I think I'll learn how to do it the other way. It's free. You just give permission to use it, and then you just pick up your microphone and key in the tones and connect.
There is that, too. So, yeah, as you're traveling, look and find any all-star capable repeaters, and you have to know the, say if you wanted to connect back to this one, you know the note number, just key the mic, press star 63, I have to look into it again because I got mine all preset, and then the note number, and it'll connect that repeater to you.
I've been informed that different repeaters have different access codes. One star 67, another might be pound 3 or something like that.
The advertisement got to you again.
I said I have learned that different repeaters have different access codes. You know, that one might be star 67, another one might be pound 3 or star 21 or something like that.
That may very well be. I thought to connect was all the same. You have a connect and a disconnect, which I thought was supposed to be pretty universal.
I tried to use one local one. I guess I don't have it quite right. They sent me the connect code, and that was not it. But the disconnect code was similar.
Yeah, I would love to be able to go more in depth on that with you, but I'm still learning this stuff myself. I'm kind of a caveman, so this computer digital stuff is kind of over my head, but at the same time, I'm getting there, so slowly but surely.
I'd love to be able to sit down with somebody who knows actually how to use it. I'm not interested in a lot of that stuff. There's a lot of it that does not interest me, but that part of it does.
Oh, yeah. I like the idea of having the All-Star node. I can be anywhere I have cell service. Now, is that real radio? Yes and no. But I can get back into my local repeaters if I want to, and no matter where I'm at. like I said, so long as I have cell service. If I don't have cell service, then HF it is.
Well, it might not be that service that I'm thinking of. I know that you can get into the Echolink one the same way. Oh, IRLP, the IRLP network, different nodes have different connect codes.
Okay, yeah, I have not messed with that, so, yeah, I don't know how that works. That's why I was kind of confused, because I know on the All-Star node, it's pretty cut and dry. It's, like I said, *63, we'll say, I don't remember exactly. You type that in, then type in the, node number that you want to connect to, and then when you want to disconnect, it's the same concept, but instead of *63, it'd be *62 or something. And then the node number, and you'll disconnect from it. Yeah, as for the other stuff, I don't know. There's so many different ways of doing this. I learned one, and I think I'm going to keep it at that.
And then, is that just from one node to another that uses that code, or can you use the DT and whatever tone system to log into that from any radio on another repeater? Or does the repeater have a code you have to put in and then the star whatever? You see, I don't know any of that.
So, like, for instance, how this is working right now, it's all running off of, I think, the main hub is the LaPorte's W9LY, and it is connected to, what is that, over there, somewhere in Moline, Michigan. There's a 220 hub that's connected to it that has four other individuals connected to that, and then your South Bend 220 is connected to the, what you call it, the W9LY. So is two other people with their own personal nodes are connected to this repeater. And then moving on along, yeah, there's a couple more. There's another guy just directly hooked to this. So it's just it's a big spider web. Once you're linked to one thing, it just spreads out and it just keeps linking.
What I've read, the IRLP network and the Echolink network are basically the same thing. They can both be accessed from the web, or, let's say you're in your mobile with no other equipment. If you have those tones enabled, you can run them in, the access code to the repeater, and then punch in the node number you want, and it connects that repeater to the node you want to talk to, so that anybody can use it. And then you connect code when you're done. But I wonder, because if the node is supposed to be connected to another node, and you punch in that disconnect, are you disconnecting all of them, or just the ones you punched in? Because that worries me.
I do believe you would just be disconnecting yourself.
But I'm not actually connecting myself. I'm connecting that.
Right. You're just going off of a plain radio. You're not going through an All-Star node. So, yeah, if you were, say, to link the N9 to the W9LY, then they're linked together. Now, if you keep back up and disconnect it, you could have a guy on the N9 talking to someone on the W9LY, and when you disconnect it, well, their conversation just ended.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the part that worries me. That would be very rude if I did that, and I don't want to do that.
Right, yeah, I can't say that I blame you. That's, I know, at one point in time, someone had a repeater linked up. It was all across the country, just going wild, seeing what could happen. And, yeah, there were some angry people.
All I want to be able to do is, let's say, you know, I'm down in Tennessee, and I want to talk to my buddies that are up here on a repeater that I know is linked to the IRLP. Just get on an IRLP repeater down there, touch in their NC code, and connect the two together. But when I disconnect, I don't want to disconnect everybody that's on there, just the node I connected to.
That's where having your own all-star node comes into play. And then, like, if you wanted to get back to this repeater itself, you're on the W... Oh, well, I can't read my computer screen. WB9YPA, I believe, out of South Bend. You would just punch in their node number, and only you would be connected to it, and you can talk to whatever it's connected to. When you disconnect, now you're only disconnecting yourself. It stays connected to whatever it was connected. That's where your own personal all-star node comes into play.
Those are the things I want to be sure of before I try anything. Now, on my Google Earth Pro, the nice thing about the IRLP node number is, on Google Earth Pro, there's, once you've linked and put it in your places, it shows every one of the active nodes on IRLP.
This does the same thing. I'm looking at a map right now of everything that's connected right now on what we're talking on, and we can be heard in a lot of Michigan right now, and a good chunk of Indiana.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look into it more. You know, because like I said, I don't want to disrupt others. And if I have to put together my own node to do that, well, then that's what I got to do. But if there's a way to do it without putting together my own node, then I want to learn that too.
Do you got a pen and paper?
No.
All right, take this call sign down. Kilo, India. Niner, November, Golf, KI9NG, his name is Bill, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima.
Well, he's the guy for me to contact to learn all that, huh?
Yes, sir. He's a LaPorte County Radio Club member as well. And he's the guy. He's who got me set up. Yeah, get a hold of him, and I promise you, he'll get you up and going.
Maybe I should attend more of their meetings, I think. No real for ID. Yeah, I was just watching the map, and a bunch of the node numbers changed. Some signed off.
Oh, yeah, that happens. I don't think he attends many meetings. He starts work pretty early in the morning. He's a truck driver, but he's almost always on the air.
We have a IRLP and an Echo Link node that's well within my range here.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think with the All-Star node that I'm running, you can do that stuff with it as well. So I think it's all a matter of how you program the device. So get a hold of him, and he will definitely very excited to teach people things and spread the knowledge of this, so I think he'll gladly get you pointed in the right direction for what you want to do. And if he doesn't know it, I assure you, within a couple of days, he will know what you need to do.
All right, I appreciate it. I will give him a call, or at least fire him off an email. Let him know I want to learn how to do that, because this radio is supposed to be able to do it either way. I just have to get it done, I guess.
Yeah, that's it helps if the radio does more stuff too. That's like me running it. Like I said, I'm just running a Yaesu FT70D, a little handheld, and actually the All-Star node has an antenna. It's a transceiver receiver, and I run it on 440 on one watt or half a watt, whatever the lowest setting is, because I'm really close to each other, and that's it. And then once it goes through the All-Star, it's it's all internet after that.
Got a couple of things to do, and I want to look into that also. So I appreciate talking to you, but that was exciting last night to talk to you down there and to talk to the guy clear down west of Indy at the same time. Had all three Roberts on at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, you got to the guy west of Indy? He was all the way in Illinois.
Yeah, we talked just for a minute. You and him, we talked just for a minute. He acknowledged, he said I was coming in good. He said, K9TSD. Got a bit of an advantage over us.
Yeah, Paul's running a little bit better stuff than most. He's quite the character. I've heard nothing but good things about him. I've talked to him before, just on regular simplex, barely, absolutely barely. But that's the best I've ever heard him was last night.
You are the third longest contact I've had on 2 meters, but that guy in Illinois is definitely the longest.
I gotta look it up, and let's see here, by frequency, oh no, that's gonna make it harder. I made a simplex contact on 5-2, all the way into North Carolina.
That would definitely be something. Now, I remember a night where I heard a guy complaining about some guys in Indiana that was interfering with their discussion in the conference. But then he turned his beam around and we talked to him. So, but, you know, across the lake, that's not really that far. But I measured from the address of the guy in Illinois to my address, and it was 131.2 miles.
That's pretty nice. Yeah, I just looked it up. 418 miles.
We talked to Wisconsin over here pretty regularly, but you know, that's not a big deal because we're just going across the big lake.
Right, yeah, that's you get a lot of that stuff. I can't do that where I'm at. I'm too far away from the lake to be able to jump across it like that. So that doesn't really happen for me. Like I said, I can't go northwest of me to save my life. There's a hill or something, and some kind of elevation change that I can't get over there.
Yeah, comes up into Michigan also. It runs down south of South Bend a little ways, and then it turns east and goes on the south side of South Bend a little ways and tapers off. And that ridge is pretty high, and I run into issues with it.
That's, I got the same concept going on between me and Illinois, which is what it is. I don't really care for Illinois that much anyways, but I'll talk to them, but not real interested because I'm close enough to Chicago and there's all kinds of repeaters up there, and I'm kind of glad I can't get into them.
Yes, I 100% agree with you, but I won't get on that subject here because it might cause an argument with somebody with differing views on the frequency. So, anyway, like I started to, I got to get to other things. So thanks for talking. KA9OBO.
Absolutely. Hey, good talking to you again. And I'm always, well, not always, but whenever I'm on the radio, I am monitoring this, and if it's all linked, if you have a shout, I might answer. 79PRK. 73. W8MEL, this is K8LIR, over.